Gentlemen, take your seats. Class will begin. Today we mean to question maiden nature and have her tell us something of herself. But she's shy, so you must ask lightly and obliquely. See, nature's like a woman who doesn't give her secrets on the cheap. But if you are polite and if you are persistent, perhaps you can persuade her to drop her silken cloak and give us just a glimpse of what lies underneath. But you must know what to ask, so prepare your questions well. And you must know how to ask, for she speaks in mathematics. And the words she understands are circles and numbers and triangles. But we'll try today and see what she'll reveal. And for that we'll need a tempo, some way to measure time. So we'll use the timepiece that each one of us carries. That's the never-ending tapping of a pulse inside a wrist. There's the beat. Now clap along and keep it steady. And watch the ball rolling down the plank. As the beat proceeds as 1, 2, 3, the ball covers distances of 1, 4, 9, moving ever faster through the square of passing time. The distance that it covers remains in strict proportion to the square of the time. You see, when it's 1, 2, 3, it moves 1, 4, 9. When it's 1, 2, 3, 4, it moves 1, 4, 9, 16. And when it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it travels 1, 4, 9, 16, 25, 36. And it happens every time. Try it again, and again, and again. So how should we suppose that an object means to move? Let's watch a ball again. Roll it down a slope, it speeds up. Roll it up a slope, it slows down. Down speeds up, up slows down. So now we can imagine what must happen if we send it rolling neither up nor down. It should not speed up, and it should not slow down, which is to say, it ought to merely roll along forever. So the native inclination of a body once in motion is to carry on in motion and to never stop. Yes, you in the back, I see you have some reservation. How can I deny the fact that things around us do in fact always come to rest? Good question. And the answer, friend, is friction, that inevitable counterforce that wrestles every earthly motion finally to a halt. But that doesn't change the fact that motion is as natural as rest. And you there in the next seat, what would be your comment? Do I think that I'm contradicting the mighty Aristotle, the grand old philosopher himself? Said the speed of fall depends upon the mass of the object that is falling, and I told you here and I showed you over there that it isn't true. He said anything in motion always comes to rest, and I told you and I've shown you that simply isn't true. So how then do I reconcile my stand with Aristotle? The answer is I don't. The answer is I won't. Aristotle was wrong. Class dismissed.